Happy Sabbath to everybody. Hope that everybody is well and doing fine. I know we all have our trials and our troubles. This world, in these past while, has its troubles. We hear in the news of major investors in the States going bankrupt or on the verge of. The government is bailing them out. The people of the society put their trust in those institutions. And now, where are they? They put their trust there, but everybody is starting to get scared. They can start to see, this society sees that the bubble is going to burst. But will their trusting in man really save them? Will they be able to trust in their paper money? Because that's what they put their trust in. There is that paper you carry around in your wallet, and yet when the time comes, will that trust in that paper save you? Today I'd like to just look at a few scriptures that show us where we should have our trust. Is it going to be in this world, the paper of this world, the money of this world, or are we going to put our trust somewhere else? I call this the title to the sermon, I put trust in God, so that may kind of give it away. But let's go to Psalms 37 and start out in verse 3. And look what it says here. Psalms 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Now, that's nice promises there. You know, it says that if we trust God, verily thou shalt be fed, and we shall dwell in the land. We won't be kicked out of our country. And that would probably, if the nations of Israel would remember that and follow God, they would probably be better off instead of worrying. Let's just skip on down to verse 5 and read through from 5 to 9. Commit thy way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You know what God says? Things will happen if we trust in him. And he shall bring forth the righteousness as the light, and the judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You know, we look at this world and we kind of can sometimes get very impatient and sort of frustrated because it seems as though the wicked prosper, and yet we try to do things right and we struggle. But as it says here, we need to be patient. Patiently wait on God. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. You know, sometimes you think, you know, hey, if I did what they did, I could have these, this, that, and the other thing. We could be well off or whatever, but is that really going to make you well off? And verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off. There you go, do the evil, guess what's going to happen? But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Isn't that what we're looking forward to? If we do put our trust, God says he will deliver it. We shall be there. And I was thinking just before the start of services here, I was reading through the update here, and I was thinking of Ezra, that his situation looks pretty bleak, and sometimes, you know, we can sort of hardly say that, you know, well, just wait on God, but really and truly, we all have situations, and we do all need to wait on God. We need to be patient. God will be there if we trust in him. It's when we start figuring out things ourselves and doing things man's way, that's usually when we all get ourselves into a lot of trouble. And it's a matter of being patient and waiting on God to come. Let's turn over to Psalms 118, verse 8, and look here. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. The world has put their confidence in these financial institutions and what's happening today. they're going down the tube rather quickly. And as it says over in Hebrews, we won't turn there, hold fast the professing of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. God has promised, and he will be faithful. All we have to do is patiently wait and trust for him to come through. And he will come through. As it says, you know, a year is as a minute, you know, a thousand years is 1 year to God. And, you know, we get impatient. It's just our impatience. We need to stop and wait. And finally, let's turn over to Psalms 34 and verse 22 and finish up here. Lot says in the Psalms here, Psalm 34 and verse 22. This thou hast... Oops, I get it over in 34, not 35. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So if we continue to trust in God, and we believe these promises like it says here, we will not be desolate. God will take care of us.